A moment later, she heard Dr. Burkham thanking her for coming to his office and interviewing for the position as his physician's assistant. He said that he'd fill the position and wished her luck. When she finished listening to the call, she sat staring at the phone. She'd used the money her aunt had given her to get a physician's assistant certificate, but this was the sixth doctor in the area who had interviewed her, none of whom had hired her. This had been her last and best hope, because one of her instructors had been Lydia Andrews, who worked for Dr. Burkham and was retiring. She'd called Emily, told her about the job, and said that she'd personally recommend Emily to him. Emily couldn't understand it. She'd scored higher than anyone else on every test. Why wouldn't these doctors hire her? She'd even worked as an LVN at a nearby hospital after she'd completed the LVN coursework online. Now she was more depressed than ever. She began to wonder who Dr. Burkham had hired and what they had that she didn't. Lydia had told her she felt bad about giving the doctor only 2 days' notice, but that her husband had been transferred suddenly to Portland and insisted she go with him. Since Lydia and her husband had been having some marital problems, she felt she needed to be with him. So that must mean that whoever Dr. Burkham hired is probably working there now, Emily thought. I wonder why he hired them. It's just not fair, given my qualifications. She picked up her phone, looked at her contacts list, and pressed in Dr. Burkham's number. A moment later, she heard a woman's voice say, "This is Dr. Burkham's office. How may I help you?" "I'd like to speak with Lydia Andrews," Emily said, well knowing that Lydia was no longer there. The woman who answered the phone must be Dr. Burkham's new physician's assistant. Lydia had told her that because it was a small office, the physician's assistant had to wear a number of different hats. "I'm sorry, Lydia is no longer working here," the woman said. "Is there something I can help you with?" "Oh, are you her replacement?" Emily asked. "Yes, I am." "I see. Lydia once told me that it was very hard to find a qualified physician's assistant in this part of the state. How were you able to get the job?" The woman laughed and said, "Well, it might help that Dr. Burkham is a relative of mine. I'm kind of a shirt-tail niece of his, but I do have my physician's assistant credentials. It was quite a coincidence that I called him about a possible job the day after Lydia retired." "And your name is?" Emily asked. "I'm Kendra Escobar, and you are?" There was no answer from the other end of the line. "Hello? Hello?" Kendra said, receiving no response. She hung up the phone and looked at it, wondering what the call had been all about. A moment later, a patient walked in, and she forgot about the call. Emily was livid. She'd been counting on getting that job, and because of some shirt-tail relative, it had been taken away from her. She couldn't believe how fickle fate was. If Lydia had retired a few weeks earlier, before Dr. Burkham's niece had gotten in touch with him, that job would be hers. The more she thought about it, the madder she got. She sat lost in thought for a long time and finally developed a plan that would allow her to get the job. She simply needed to get a job to pay her bills while she bided her time. When the time was right, she'd make sure something happened to Dr. Burkham's niece, and with her out of the way, the job of physician's assistant would be hers. After all, with the lousy life she'd been given, she deserved it.